Hey guys, doing a cold open for this season 9 retrospective of 24. As I'm doing a quick rewatch of season 9, I realized something I said in the episode actually is not true. I thought that they didn't go through, what was that, season 8? I don't remember. I know one of the seasons, it's between season 8 or season 9. I have not done the edits on the episode yet, so this is probably premature, but who knows. Anyways, I thought season 9 they did not have a traitor within the CIA headquarters. They actually did, and it was Steve Navarro. And things got handled pretty quickly because, like I said, it's a 12-episode season, but I just wanted to clear that up as I'm just doing, because I didn't rewatch any other season but season 9, and this is the first time I'm actually rewatching it in years. So, the other seasons I have multiple. Actually, no, season 8, I don't have multiple viewings of season 8 either. Season 8 and season 9, I think because I knew it was over, I think I just didn't review them. I just didn't rewatch them. I watched them and just took them in as they were. And I will say this, my mind kind of has changed after watching this. Like, the backstory you get on Chang now is that Chang was a traitor to his own country. He was supposed to be locked away, and essentially he was already a bad guy, and the Chinese realized it and just took him to task as well. But seeing how they actually tied everything up, now essentially of the Americans, you have the Russians, you have the Chinese, all in London. All these poor fucking Brits didn't deserve this. But I do actually appreciate more during this watch through about the efforts they put into it. I guess, as I said, I do remember that me saying this in the episode, I would prefer the movie. Actually, no. The way they wrote this was the best way to do it, because there's still a lot of loose ends. And if they actually wanted to do a movie, they could, because there's still so many loose ends, and the way they could actually end it is with Jack. I guess, you know what? I didn't see them killing John Wick, and they air quotes did, right? As of right now, that's what we know, is that they killed John Wick, right? They actually could do it to where he gets peace, and he gets to see his granddaughter and his daughter one last time, and he dies. They could actually do that, you know, if they did a movie. They won't, but they could. So, anyways, that's a quick cold open. I just wanted to say that and get that out there for this episode. It might be useless, because I haven't done the edits on the episodes yet, but you never know. Anyways, enjoy the show, guys.
Pass the vibe check. I pass the vibe check.
Pass the vibe check. The vibe check. Show the pass the vibe check. The vibe check. Truly, can you pass the vibe check? The vibe check. Show the pass the vibe check. The vibe check. Truly, can you pass the vibe check? The vibe check. Show the pass the vibe check. The vibe check. Truly, can you pass the vibe check? The vibe check. Show the pass the vibe check. The vibe check.
What's going on? Welcome to the show. I see things a little differently. I'm Slow Chemical, and this is the final entry into our 9-part retrospective of 24, the series. And I've enjoyed doing this. It's been fun. I had all these thoughts, and I thought they pertained to season 8 when they really pertained to season 9. So everything that I was struggling with, that you guys heard the struggle with last week, you're going to hear this week, because it really has everything to do with season 9. Season 8, I really do feel like, was wrapped up really tight in a bow. I feel like it was the only way the show could go. There was never going to be a happy ending. And the one side we had not seen was the side of Jack Bauer going off. And that continues into season 9, where we legitimately see, we start off by seeing that the FBI, or it's the CIA, they're in London, and they're tracking Jack Bauer. And it turns out that he wanted to get captured because he captured Chloe. And so he frees Chloe, but it's also because he knows of an imminent terrorist attack that he doesn't necessarily care about. He's just doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the country. Now, time has passed. It's been 4 years since the events of what happened in season 8. James Heller has become president of the United States. Audrey Raines has been fully healed. She's a new husband, Mr. Boudreaux. He's a chief of staff. He helped her essentially come back to life. So that was pretty cool to see Audrey Raines again. That was a very unexpected plan. And so that's cool. This one was based in London, and I liked it. And I liked the feeling of leaving the States and making this international. And so I also thought the 12 episode arc worked, because now you get rid of all the filler and now you get right to the meat. So you might be at hour 3, 4, 5 and then get to 9 p.m. Now time has passed. Now we see things that now it makes sense to not see certain things on screen. So I guess a lot of the things I had was, the reason why I still feel like this could have been better as a movie is because I think it could have moved a lot faster. And you could have just done the clock after certain moments, right? But I think it was clear that, well, first of all, as we pick up 4 years later, if you remember, Chloe was one of the people, including that then president, that helped Jack escape. Or they didn't capture him. Well, Chloe went to jail for it, turns out. So she has been on the run herself with a terrorist group that essentially she... Chloe's still getting herself in trouble because she can't... Unfortunately, Chloe's a follower. And Chloe just can't help herself. So Jack does free her. And Jack's still doing good. He's working for people. He's still stopping terrorist attack, but he's doing it for himself. It's not for any country or any allegiance. So it also turns out that James Heller, who's the president now, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So you see little mistakes here and there. I don't know how I feel about this ending. And that's why I was getting confused, because I was mixing the two. Season 8's ending made sense. This one did not for me. I think that's where the movie treatment could have done wonders, because I think it would have been a different ending. Getting ahead of myself. Well, essentially, this is around Margot Arazi. And essentially, she blames James Heller, President Heller, excuse me, for killing her husband at the time. So she takes control of drones. She ends up blowing up certain places in London. And so essentially, by the time we get like halfway through this season, we have our bad guy who's already dead. And Jack kills her without a doubt. Like first, like, I gotta say this. Jack gets to the bad guys, right? He gets to Margot Arazi and his daughter, and her son, excuse me. He pulls the son out the window. And the window falls, he cracks, right? So then Margot Arazi is doing this long villain monologue. Those people's deaths will be on your hands. She says, no, but your death will be. And he throws the bitch out the window. And one of the most blatant... This is where I got comfortable with heel Jack Bauer. If we're going to call him a heel, this is where I got comfortable with him being that. Because I was like, this is what he's wanted to do this entire time. And once again, he made it clear at the beginning of the season, I'm doing this for me. You know? Excuse me. So... it just made sense, you know. But anyways, once a drone attack is done, and let's even, because I'm moving past this because, like, it's a sped up season. But, like, once a drone attack is done, then it leads to something else. But before we get into that, essentially, Boudreaux has been, he's so jealous of Jack Bauer. And I want to say he's protecting Audrey Raines, but no, it's not. It's deeper than that. He's just jealous. He's an insecure person, you know, because he knows what Jack Bauer means to James Heller and Audrey Raines. He knows she still loves him. And she proves that. The first time they meet up and you see them face to face, she says, I should have defended you more. And Jack says, no, everything he says is true. I did everything. And she still was like, no, I should have defended you. I told you guys, that is his ultimate ride or die, without a doubt. And so it's one of those things where even Heller, because they know the kind of man Jack is, and they know what part they played in this man snapping. Not blaming them, we all make our own decisions. Jack made his own decisions, but they know the part that they played, and to me, that is so key in all this, you know. But anyways, there's a side plot going on where, let me get her name out. Because I still call her, I think she's Sarah and Chuck. And really, it's like, I know that's not who it is. hold on 1 second. No, let's do this. I want to get her name. Even though I've been rewatching it. And by the way, this season was labeled 24 Live Another Day. So where's the casting information at? Come on, there we go. Come on. I didn't know that was her real name. Holy crap. That's interesting. Did not know that. Where's oh my gosh, this is becoming much more of a task than I had planned. I've even forgotten who I was looking for. Oh, I know what I was looking for. Hold on 1 second, guys. Sorry. Kate is introduced, and she's being transferred back from London back to the U.S. because her husband was found to be selling secrets to the Chinese. Remember that. That's key. Remember she's selling. Remember this. So she's blamed because for as good of a CIA agent she is, her husband didn't. Her husband was doing it behind her back. She didn't see it coming, right? And the entire time, Benjamin Bratt is playing the head of the CIA. And so he's saying, I didn't see it coming, and you didn't see it coming. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make me bad. It just means he was good at what he did. In the middle of all the drone stuff, we find out that Benjamin Bratt, is that his name? That's his real name. I know that. But I don't want to know his real, to say his real name. I want to say his fake name. Well, his name is Benjamin Bratt. Steve Navarro. We found out that Steve Navarro is, because Benjamin Bratt is his real name. But we found out that Steve Navarro was the one behind selling the secrets, and he put it on the husband. And so the husband ended up killing himself. So an analyst is digging in, and he's finding the truth out. Well, an analyst ends up dying. And he knows before he dies what's happening. So now this analyst clearly has a crush on Kate. So it's one of those situations where now Kate starts investigating. And it goes from Jack wanting her, because Jack was definitely impressed with her, to then now she wants Jack's help in finding out who killed her friend. And so it's one of those things where that's where it focuses on this last part of it, because the person that Chloe was working with was also a part of the conspiracy as well. So essentially, the end of it is they find out who it was, and not just that, the guy that supposedly had Chloe's back turns her over to the Russians. So now the Russians have Chloe, the only chip that could be played to get Jack, because Boudreaux had promised Jack to the Russians. But then he ended up having to break his trust. He gets exposed in the end. But then guess what? Remember the whole thing with them selling secrets to the Chinese? Guess who's fucking back? It's fucking Chang. This other guy who can't... Oh, sweet Jesus off the cross. He just hates Jack Bauer so fucking much. He ends up killing Audrey Raines in the end. Heller, he's sad about it, but he says, I'm not going to remember any of this. So that's his saving grace, which is so fucking depressing. So Audrey does die in the end. Chloe's captured. So now the only way they'll give Chloe back is if Jack then surrenders to the Russians. Oh yeah, by the way, James Heller gave Jack Bauer a full presidential pardon for every crime he's ever committed. So it's like, holy shit. So, like, he has a pardon, so they're definitely not handing him over. But the only way he could get Chloe back is by trading himself to the Russians. So the last words of Jack Bauer is he walks up to Chloe and says, Chloe, it's time for you to go home now. Mind you, Chloe has a kid and an ex-husband. He says, time for you to go home. And he turns himself into the Russians to be tortured, killed, or probably tortured. You know, I don't think, I've heard Keith Sutherland talking before. I don't think he's going to play the role anymore. I think he's done with it. I don't like this ending. The ending makes sense on paper, though. Like, it makes complete and total sense. So I'm not even mad at the ending, because the ending, it fits the consequences of the actions of what he did in Season 8. Even though everyone knows how guilty everyone else was for their actions, it just... So this is where I was having those thought processes in episode 8 of this. Here's my thing. Here's how I would have so-called booked it. I would have booked it to where Chloe essentially what happens is after Audrey Raines dies, James Heller finds out, now he's president, James Heller says, hey, just so you guys know, if you guys want to start wars, fine, but he's been presidential pardon for everything. So he's coming back home with me. He's under my protection. And I would have left it like that. To me, that's more open-ended because he's going back to the States to resign. But those are his last acts. So who knows what the next president will do. But to just leave it open-ended that way, though. You know what I'm saying? This way, it just seems like Jack is just going to just be tortured, which is cool, but we already saw that in season 5. We saw that, like, people have to keep him alive, you know, because they want information, but they're not going to get it. He's already proven he's not going to talk. So that's where I have the biggest air quotes, doing air quotes, you can't see me doing air quotes, issue, I guess, but it's not really an issue. But that's how I would have booked that. But the writing for the 12 episodes makes perfect sense. There is no better way to write it because of the way they had it constructed. Chloe is such a lost soul that Jack has to save her again. Even though Jack asks her for a lot, at the end of the day, Jack always comes through for Chloe. Like, if you think about it, everything she's ever been through, and these are the decisions that she has made. Not the decisions she's made for Jack, but for her own decisions. She was in London, and she got herself caught because of who she was riding with. And those people left her for dead. So, it's just very interesting how that goes. Overall, I do think this is one of the stronger seasons. I actually have it ranked. You guys are going to hear my ranking pretty soon. But it's pretty strong. I think what helps it is the 12 episodes. You don't have to deal with the extra filler of characters you may not care about, or characters, even if you do care about them, they're clearly plot devices. So it just works out better, you know? But yeah, those are my thoughts on season 9. I would actually recommend it because I think it's really, really strong. And like I said, and it's 12 episodes. So if you're a binge person, you could binge right through it. I know it's on Hulu 24. I don't think it's anywhere else, still streaming platform, but I could be wrong. But as of right now, I know when I watched it on Hulu. Let me get to ranking them, because here's what we're going to do now. Here's how we're going to end everything. I have my ranking of the seasons from 1 to 9. This will be in order. Most of my rankings are never in order. These will be in the order in which I wrote them and which I feel they should be. So we're going to start off with the seasons ranked, and then the top 10 moments from 10 to 1. So we're going to go from 9 to 1 here. So you guys already know the worst season of 24 by far is season 6. That is number 9 on this list. Season 6 is awful. And that's just what it is. I'm not going to explain myself. It's just awful. Number 8 spot is season 3. I put season 3 here because of how weak the main villain is. And how it just felt weird that someone who's in the same facility, same training, same group as Jack, we actually never see him do hand-to-hand. He's running most of the time. Once he gets caught, like, he's running. You know, no gunplay or little gunplay. It was a very weak end. And that, to me, hurt it, especially since it was all over the place this season. You had the presidential debates going on. We've been introduced to Keeler and Wayne Palmer. And I don't think the transition from David Palmer was as smooth as they wanted it to be. Dennis Haysbert as Palmer was so fucking good, you know? Number 7, season 2. I actually had season 2 below. I had 8, but then I raised it to season 1 spot because at least season 2 had, for as annoying as Kim was, and all the Kim scenes, holy shit, were they fucking annoying. For as annoying as they were, I want to say what made it worth it was the acting from Kiefer Sutherland this season, where he's really just this tormented soul. And he's trying to keep it all together. And he's trying to, like, essentially he's trying to kill himself. You know, that's the theme. That's what kind of put it over for me instead of season 3, where he's pretending to be at peace, but he's really an addict, and then and all stuff. But yeah, season 2, it's not much better than 3 for me, but I gave it a bump mainly because the end of season 3 was like really weak. Number 6, season 1. The season that kicked it off, the only reason it's ranked so low is strictly because they were clearly throwing so many things at the wall and hoping they would stick. And the writing made sense. And by the time we got the connection of Jack Bauer and at that time Senator Palmer, that's when I feel like it really picked up. It's when you see the relationship between these two characters. Otherwise, I didn't like how Terry was a plot device. It made sense to get to the rest of the series. I would prefer to see more of the wife aspect of it instead of it just being phone calls and stuff like that. But it's only ranked this low because it really doesn't pick up till late in the season. Number 5, season 9. Season 9 was just hurt. For as much as the 12 episodes helped, it also hurt it. You know, because we didn't get once you got to season 3 and season 4 and stuff, the plus on those seasons were the fact that we got more character development from the outside characters. Here, Navarro felt like the twirly mustache thief villain, and there was something you could smell shady on him from a mile away, you know. But I think it also helped it get this high because we saw it coming. It was pretty obvious from the beginning. There wasn't too many twists and turns in this, you know what I'm saying? Which is okay. Sometimes it's okay just to enjoy television, you know. Number 4, season 8, the final season. I ranked it here in the top 4 because I liked it. It was straightforward, but it was one of those things where, for as straightforward as it was, I just think sometimes I appreciate there wasn't any betrayals in CTU. There wasn't any. I appreciate they got away from that device, but I guess the side characters, they didn't intrigue me this season. I think that was the downfall for that. You know, they just didn't intrigue me. The president was way more intriguing when she had the family drama. Now you don't have that family aspect of it, and you see how mundane and kind of boring she was, and kind of fucking needy, if we're being real. But, yeah. Number 3, season 7. Season 7 was the big bounce back, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought that adding Renee Walker, the double heel turn of Tony Almeida was very much cool. And to see that he was the one that could do what Jack Bauer couldn't, you know? So now we're down to the top 2. You guys already know what these are. I've spoken the praises of them, you know, just so much. And they deserve it because it's some of the best writing in television history, in my opinion. Season number 2, season 4. Season 4 was the setup for essentially the rest of the season, the series. Without season 4 being written the way it was, and essentially, think about this. Think about if you have any minor little changes. If you have any minor little changes, like Audrey not turning on Jack the way she did. And I think, honestly, that's why she became his ride or die. Because in that moment, she really became what everyone else was to Jack. And that's why when I think about it, like, when you hear her apologize as much as she did, she's apologizing for that moment where she had that lack of faith just because she's seen all dying or shot. And I'm telling you, I think that's where the real guilt came from, was that, you know? And so from that moment on, she never showed anything but loyalty to Jack. And so without that moment, Jack then doesn't make the decision to go just turn himself into the Chinese. Without David Palmer warning him and saying, hey, man, you shouldn't do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Without the Chinese consulate and all these other type of things, you don't have what we end up getting in season 5 and the rest of the series. So season 4 will be number 2. But the magna opus for all of this is season 5. Every hour meant something. There was, maybe one or two plot devices, but they were very important plot devices. They were very much the they didn't get in the way of the bigger story. And then the reveal that we got, it was, I still think, the most shocking reveal in TV history. And it's just one of those things where I just think it's... I've already sang the praises of it, but I just think... I would love to get to know the writers of those episodes to know what their plan was and if that was their plan all along. Because the way it was written, it feels like it was. And I would love to know how the writer's strike affected the six and what changes that there actually was made. I would love to know that. So that's how I'm ranking the seasons right there. Number one is season 5. Number 2 is season 4. Number 3 is season 7. Number 4 is season 8. Number 5 is season 9. Number 6 is season 1. Number 7 is season 2. Number 8 is season 3. And number 9 is season 6. And then finally, the countdown of the top 10 24 moments. We're going to go from 10 to 1. Top 10. Number 10. Jack Bauer has to kill Ryan Chappelle from season 3. If you guys don't remember, essentially, the big bad of season 3 had a nerve agent, and he said he kept putting them to test. And he said, this will be your test if I don't see Ryan Chappelle. So Jack has to kill Ryan Chappelle, who was a fixture since season 1. Number 9, Jack goes on a killing spree. Shut It Down, season 8. This was Jack Bauer just going heel for four complete unhinged for several hours after Renee Walker ended up getting killed. Number 8, Jack, with Palmer's help, disappears, season 4. I didn't know what to make of it, but when you see him walk off into the sunlight that's coming up, it's just heartbreaking what he did for the country and how he was being a scapegoat. Number 7, Jack's brother was the mystery man in season 5. This is season 6. I put this on here because I've given season 6 a lot of shit and it deserves it. But for me, this was still an interesting reveal. Did it lead to much? But I still think it was one of the things that the fact that Jack's family hates him that fucking much. It's just wow. Number 6. Jack trades himself for Chloe to end the series. Season number 9. It was definitely one of those things where it made sense for Jack Bauer's character to do it. And if it was fitting that it wasn't that they had his daughter, it was that they had Chloe. Ever since season 3, where she made her debut, she had been so important to the friendship and so vital as a loyal... I say Audrey Raines was ride. Chloe was his ride or die. If we're being honest. Chloe was the ride or die, and he ride or die for her too. So, number 5, powerful dialogue at the end of season 6. Season 6. This is the one we're talking about where he goes off on, at the time, Secretary of Defense Heller for loyalty and for judging him for his decisions when he made all those decisions based off of powerful people that he respected asking him to do what they're asking him to do. And whenever he did it, they had no problem until they would then find a problem. Number 4, season 5, the Chinese kidnap Jack. Just when you think he has a peaceful moment in him, he's hugging Audrey Raines. It seems like it's just going to be blessed. Chinese kidnap him and they take him to China to torture him for his crimes against them. Number 3, season 1. Terry is killed. We had shock after shock to end the season. And when you see Jack walk over to, I believe, Nina Myers slit her wrist, Terry's wrist. When you see that, you're like, that's one way to end a season. And Terry was safe all season long until she went to fucking CTU. And Nina didn't have to do it. That's the thing. Nina was already caught. She didn't have to do it. It's one thing if it was a hostage situation. No, but she was already caught. Terry was not a fighter. Terry was a housewife. She was no threat for Nina. Nina just wanted to do it. Number 2, season 1, Nina Myers is the traitor. I remember hearing, you hear this voice, and it's a woman's voice speaking in Russian, talking to the big bad, which was Dennis Hopper, season 1. And then all of a sudden you see the big reveal that she's helping the big bad and that she's been you thought this strong ally this entire time, and really she was a bad guy. I went back and forth on 2 and 3, but I think 2 was more powerful because 2 led to 3. And as I just said, because 3 was so unnecessary, it just was one of those things, you know? And finally, number 1. You guys have to know what this is. It comes from season 5. The biggest shocker in 24 history. They killed David Palmer off after having him for 3 straight seasons as the president and 4 seasons. And a cameo in season 4. He made another small cameo in season 5. And boy, didn't see it coming. Did not see it coming. But it was such an impactful death. I think that death impacted, even though that death impacted Jack Bauer so much, because that was a way to get to Jack after Palmer saved his life. So that was just one of those things where that was the hardest death I think they had to do in 24. But it set in motion the greatest season of television that they gave. So there's your top 10s. There's your retrospective. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. So thank you guys for joining me. Just to be honest, I have no clue when this is coming out. So I don't know it's going to be next week, because I have no clue when it's coming out. So just tune in next Wednesday. There will be a show. Don't know what it is, because as I'm recording this, we're actually at the end of 2023. So this won't be out probably until like the middle of 2024. So anyways, I'm Slow Chemical. This is I See Things a Little Differently. We're out.